I was diagnosed with cancer over 20 years ago, and trying to get treatment when you live in Donegal 20 years ago with cancer, I thought by now would have changed. And I hope my father isn't annoyed at me for saying this, but my dad was diagnosed with cancer the week of the election, and he is dealing with the same waiting lists that I dealt with. He's dealing with the same transport issues. If you don't drive in Donegal, good luck to you. I often say Donegal is like LA minus the weather, in that everybody drives there because we can't rely on transport up there. I had an email from a rep only yesterday informing me of the dire situation with, and I was aware of it to a certain extent, but he went into some further detail about the situation with bus services in my county. And I can assume that this is at national level, but just specifically he had some information to share with me where buses are now accessible, but the bus stop isn't. So if you can get yourself to a bus stop in a wheelchair, you may not be able to get on the bus because the actual bus stop isn't. They don't work together. And I would like to make a point of acknowledging an incredible woman, Councillor Vicky Cassidy, and her son James. James has done absolutely incredible work in the disability space. And James, actually, he's just so cool. You need to look him up. He does so much. Considering he struggles every single day with a disability. And he went up to Donegal and he was testing out different bus services, and it was up there that he, I think, dealt with the biggest issues. This angers me because it's not good enough. It's 2025. Whether I live in Donegal, whether I live in Cork, whether I live in Talla, whether I live in Lucan, which is where I was from, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. It's 2025. If you have a disability and you can't get from A to B because you can't rely on services, that is simply not good enough. And that is one of the biggest things I will be focusing on this year, along with, as I mentioned, cancer services, because I need to stick up for people who can't stick up for themselves.